Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, January 24th, 2011. The weather here in Hawaii is gorgeous. I wish it was the same on the mainland. Apparently, they're heading in for a new big freeze there. We'll be talking about that later in the show. The big news right now, of course, certainly to look at the TV networks, is the so-called suicide bombing at the Russian airport, the Domodedovo airport. Which, by the way, security at that airport is run by ICTS. You've heard that name before. They're saying it's a suicide bomber, even though the bomb went off in baggage claim, and nobody really knows if the bomb had come in from the aircraft. Somebody carried it in from outside from the parking lot. If it was baggage in the baggage claim area, then somehow it did get past security to go there. And everyone's saying, oh, it must be those gosh darn Muslim terrorists. But does it make any sense? I mean, only days ago, President Medvedev visited Palestine, did not visit Israel because they kicked up an ugly, ugly stink about it. And then he says, you know, Russia has recognized the Palestinian state going back to 1988, and we recognize East Jerusalem as the eventual capital of the Palestinian state. So with all of these concessions by Russia to Palestine, supporting the Palestinian cause, why would any Muslim set off a bomb in a Russian airport? Come on, you're smarter than that. You're smarter than Israel hopes you are. You know, Medvedev says, we recognize Palestine. All of a sudden in Russia, boom. That'll teach you schmucks to recognize Palestine. I mean, that'll teach you infidels to recognize Palestine. This doesn't get any more obvious. Muslims did not do this. This is Israel giving Medvedev the finger. You dare recognize Palestine, we will kill your people. Now, the other big news, of course, coming down the pipe is that in Illinois, the courts have now ruled that Rahm Emanuel was not a resident of Illinois for the mandatory year before he's, you know, going on the ballot as mayor of Chicago. And they've said he must be taken off the ballot. All of his backers are upset. Netanyahu's apparently screaming, if you don't put him back on the ballot, we'll have Muslims blow your airports up. So they're all screaming, and of course, the White House is in an absolute total panic, because if Rahm Emanuel is kicked off the ballot in Chicago for mayor, he's going to come back to the White House and bang on the door and want his old job back, and Obama's, you know, crying, hiding in a closet over that possibility here. All right, Manny's in the control room. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. When we come back from this upcoming break, we're going to be talking about Israel's release of their Terkel report. They're basically, they're coming out and saying, you are all wrong. The entire rest of the planet are wrong. We were right to attack the aid flotilla in international waters. They had marbles and slingshots. They had potato cannons. We have every right to kill people who fight back at us when we invade their ships in international water. And it's a PR stunt, and the media is trying to act like, yeah, this settles the matter, and anybody who says Israel was wrong, you know, you're just being an anti-Semite and everything. But I think this is a classic case of the chutzpah going a little too far, because pretty much the rest of the world outside the controlled corporate media is saying this is basically, it's a joke. This is an absolute joke. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the extreme cold weather. We're going to be talking about the ongoing wars here. We're going to be talking about the economy. That's the thing they really don't want you paying attention to as we come up on the State of the Union address. The economic indicators, the news is all bad, and it's getting worse. And now we're beginning to see the signs of a government and economic system beginning to fracture and come apart and basically at war with itself. And these are the first indications of the coming collapse. So we're going to be talking about that here. All right, we're coming up on the end of the break, end of the segment here, going into the break. And one more time, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, overworked and underpaid, taking care of us, and we will be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're starting to get video coming out of the bombing at the Russian airport. And I've actually been through the aftermath of one of these. I went through the Vienna, Austria airport just hours after the twin bombings in Rome and Vienna back in 1980, I forget what year it was, but it was a horrible mess and everything. But this one is just a little too obvious. Medvedev says we recognize Palestine, we recognize Jerusalem. A couple of days later, boom. Okay. Who benefits? And I have some homework for all of you who listen to this show, who read the website, the Rivero's Rangers. That's your collective name. And every once in a while, I will give you a mission. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, and if you're caught or killed, I will disavow that I know you, is any place that you see this story being reported, where they're trying to say, oh, gosh darn those Muslim terrorists, I want you to go in and comment. Why would Muslims attack Russia after Russia recognized Palestine? Who benefits from this? Obviously not Palestine. Obviously not the Muslims. Israel benefits. Israel's trying to send a message. Israel is watching country after country after country after country recognize the state of Palestine. This is the exact same mechanism by which Israel itself came into existence. The U.S. recognized it and said, ta-da, we're a nation. And for Russia, major world power, to recognize Palestine was a political defeat of enormous magnitude. As long as these little countries down in South America, Israel could kind of pretend it wasn't really an issue anymore. You know, oh, who cares if Chile and Argentina and Guyana and Uruguay and all those other, who cares if they recognize Palestine? But when you have a world player like Russia saying, yeah, we think Palestine exists, Israel had to move to stop that. And that's exactly what this bomb is all about. We're going to see the Israeli-controlled media try and say, oh, this was linked back to Muslims, and it was linked to Palestine, and it was linked to Iran. Trust us. Would we lie to you? Yeah, you would. The corporate media has been lying to us for decades. This is the only reason I'm here doing this. It's the only reason I got my website. If the corporate media was telling us the truth, I would be off doing something else entirely. So for the whole week, they're going to be focusing on this thing because they don't want to talk about the economy, and they don't want to talk about the aftermath of China, and they don't want to talk all that much about the coming State of the Union because it's not going to be good. So everywhere you see this story about the bombing in Russia posted, get in there and put a comment and say, who benefits from this? Russia recognizes Palestine and there's a sudden bombing? It doesn't make sense that it's Palestinians or Muslims or Arabs or anybody like that. It makes perfect sense that it's the by way of deception boys. So that's your homework for this week. All right. Now, moving right along here a little bit. As I mentioned before the break, Israel has released their own official internal study about the attack on the aid flotilla last May. As you know, the United Nations wanted an international investigation, and Israel refused. The UN went along and had their investigation anyway and basically concluded it was all war crimes. And in fact, just yesterday, Ban Ki-moon came out and reiterated one more time, the occupation of the West Bank is illegal, the blockade of Gaza is illegal under international law. And so over the weekend, Israel came out with their own report that says, yeah, everything we did is absolutely legal. It's absolutely legal, and that makes it right, and therefore you should just all shut up because Israel has done nothing wrong. You're only complaining because you're all a bunch of anti-Semites and you hate Israel and you hate Jews and blah, 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 and you want to bring back the ovens and all that other usual crap that we get from Israel and its minions. But I want to remind everybody of a very unpleasant fact. In the United States of America, slavery used to be legal. So I'm still connected with my Justin TV audience. Are we on the air, Manny? Manny, are we on the air on, I guess not. Okay, all right. I am back now, right? Okay, I'm back. All right. Roadrunner, whatever. I'll talk about Roadrunner later on here, but basically to pick up where we were here. Slavery used to be legal in the United States of America, but we all know that did not make it right. Everything that Hitler did in Germany was legal. We understand that did not make his actions right. Everything Stalin did in Russia was legal. We understand it was not right. Everything that happened in Cambodia under Pol Pot was legal, but we understand it was not right. So for Israel to come out and say that their blockades and their attacks on the aid workers are legal, it's meaningless. It's a publicity stunt. It's an attempt to wrap mass murder and war crimes in a thin veneer of, hey, it's okay by the rules that we just made up. And nobody except the corporate media is falling for it. And nobody but the corporate media should fall for it. So, extra credit for the Rangers here. Anytime you see somebody writing about, oh, well, Israel says it's all legal, just get in the comment section and say, yeah, Hitler said the same thing. Pol Pot said the same thing. Ceausescu said the same thing. Charles I said the same thing. Mussolini said the same thing. Louis XVI said the same thing. That everything that they did was legal in the letter of the law, and they were right. During the burning times, when people were being tortured and burned for the crime of witchcraft, it was all sound in the letter of the law. We know it was not the right thing to be doing. Obama says the continued torture at Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib and what's that other one? I keep forgetting the name of it. The third one that has been exposed. They're saying that's the letter of the law. It's legal for us to torture people until they admit to the crimes we've made up. And we know that that does not make it right. So Israel's proclamation of legality over the weekend, it's a PR stunt. It's absolutely PR stunt. Every tyrant and dictator and despot in history has wrapped their atrocities in the veneer of, it's legal, I'm allowed to do this. Remember what Dick Nixon used to say? If the president does it, it's not a crime. So, it's a complete, complete non-entity. We know it's wrong. Now, again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Ban Ki-moon has basically come out saying that Palestinians do have a right to an independent state, and Israel has a right to live in peace within declared borders, and that Jerusalem has to be the capital of both states. And, of course, the United States government is going, oh, veto, 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 and Ban Ki-moon is saying, this isn't the Security Council, you can't veto me, and the U.S. government is saying, we veto you anyway. So... Now, little comment talking about the wars here. First of all, there's been a huge, huge scandal. As you know, our young men and women in uniform are rather heavily medicated before and during their time in service. And some of these chemicals are very questionable and dubious, and they're not cleared for use in the general population. Some of them are experimental. Some of these experiments don't work. We also know that a lot of psychiatric medication is being handed out like it's M&Ms. And doctors are beginning to sound the warning that these medications that are being given to our young men and women in uniform cause loss of judgment. It's like the same things they're giving to the kids in school, loss of judgment and self-control. They go with their first impulse, which leads to increased violence, a lot of suicide. We know suicide is epidemic and rampant. Our kids in uniform know these wars are wrong. They know they're the bad guys. Our government is having to dope up the troops to get them, to turn them back into killing machines. And we don't know what the long-term permanent effects of this are going to be. I mean, except to judge by all these returning veterans who get hired by the police department, and then we get videos of them, you know, punching women in the face repeatedly. And tasering guys in wheelchairs. And we say, what is wrong with these people? Well, it may be their brains have been fried by some of these chemicals they're forced to take in military service. Meanwhile, this issue, you know, we've talked about how America is rotting away, infrastructure is declining, your taxes are going to build brand new Jews-only paved highways in the occupied West Bank. There are more stories of that stuff coming out. Okay, apparently in a settlement of 14,000 people in Afghanistan where we bombed the place, and now we're engaged in what's called reconstruction projects. We're going to spend America's tax money repairing what we've destroyed in Afghanistan. It's apparently 14,000 people live in this little town, and they're spending $400,000 a month on reconstruction projects. The Marines are putting up streetlights and cleaning irrigation channels. They're handing out free radio so that everybody can listen to the U.S. propaganda. They're repaving the bridges, and they're building a new school, and it all sounds wonderful. Ooh, we're doing all these wonderful things for the Afghani people. Well, the Afghani people wouldn't need all this stuff if we hadn't gone in there originally, you know, to provoke the Soviet Union. And most people always think of it, oh, the Soviet Union invaded. Actually, no. The U.S. had been in Afghanistan before the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union invasion was a response to American attempts to basically take over Afghanistan. And it just goes all the way back there, and these poor people get bombed on, and now they're robbing you to basically fix the damage from all of these years of wars. We've been in Afghanistan longer than we were in World War II. And now, just at the time when they're talking about closing like half the post offices in this country for lack of money, but your taxes can still go to build schools and other such stuff in Afghanistan. And I think a lot of people are probably a little annoyed with that. Now, talking about the economy, actually, I think we're supposed to be hearing, there's the music. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, shocking statistics about employment in the United States of America. The government lied to you. Big shockeroony there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just looking at all the stuff that's coming in on that Russian bombing, and they're already trying as hard as they can. Got to be those Muslims. Only Muslims would do something like that. It's completely, absolute nonsense. They, the bombing of the King David Hotel that killed all those British officials that preceded the creation of Israel. And they tried to blame that on the Muslim. Turned out to be Israelis dressed up in Arab clothes. Do you remember on 9/11 this ridiculous story where apparently somebody was running around New York immediately after the attack on the World Trade Center dressed in Arab sheet clothes, just trying to attract attention to themselves? You know, it doesn't get more obvious and heavy-handed like that. It prompted all these police calls. We're seeing Arabs down there. There are Arabs down there. Well, how do you know they're Arabs? Well, they're dressed like Arab sheiks. Nobody dresses like that in the real world. Not in this country, at any rate. All right, talking about the economy, something they don't want you to think about. We keep hearing from the U.S. government, the finest government that money can buy, how our unemployment numbers are hovering at 9%. For the last several years of the worst economic decline in our nation's history, the government keeps telling us, don't worry, only 9% of the public are out of work. Only 9%. Trust us, we wouldn't lie to you. I mean, hey, you know, we're the government that told you all about Saddam's nuclear bombs there, so you can trust us when we say 9%. All right, the way the government comes to those statistics, and we know overall that the overall unemployment rate is probably somewhere around 20. It's actually a little bit worse. And in the eyes of the government, if you work one day a week raking leaves and you get $5 for that, you're considered employed. You're not counted as unemployed. If you have run out of unemployment money, as so many people have, you're not counted as unemployed. The system is set up to create the lowest possible numbers. Now, analysts have gone through looking at the last set of complete unemployment statistics from the U.S. government. And what they have found out is when you basically get past all of this nonsense about counting part-time workers and day workers as fully employed, what you find out is that of all the working-age Americans, you know, take out the kids and take out the retirees, and of what is left over, the working-age Americans, less than half have full-time jobs. I mean, listen to that. 47% of all working-age Americans have full-time jobs. Only 47%. We have gone way beyond the disaster that was the Great Depression. We're going to call that one, back in the 1930s, that's the not-so-Great Depression. This is the new Greater Depression that we are in right now. 47% of working-age Americans have full-time jobs. Everybody else is trying to get by on part-time work or begging, borrowing, eating the pigeons in the park. You know, but our government can print up billions and billions of paper dollars to save the banks. And it's happening all around the world. Spain's getting ready to do it right now. They just print up the money and pour it all over the banks to get them out of this mortgage-backed security fraud. It's like the old classic that was too good to be true, and everybody bought in, and they all got burned, and they're printing up paper money to save the banks. And when they print up the money to give to the banks, the resulting inflation destroys the buying power of the money that is in your hands. This is just a very covert way of stealing from you to give to the bankers. Yes, you may have just as many dollars in the numbers sense, but those dollars only buy half as much. So you've lost half your purchasing power. And you're seeing it right now in front of you in the food stores and at the gas pumps. The raising of fees and the lowering of services and products are getting slightly smaller and you're having to pay more to get less. They're robbing you. They're robbing from the poor to give to the rich. That's exactly what it is. Every time they talk about bailing out the banks, however they do it, direct taxation, hyperinflation, whatever they're doing, it's just stealing real wealth from the people and giving it to the banks in the hopes that the banks will then turn around and loan it back to you at interest. That's what they're doing. So, now, over the weekend, actually on Friday, they announced a new rule change, which Bernanke is hailing as meaning that the Federal Reserve will never suffer a balance sheet loss again. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Got to be very careful about those accounting tricks. Ever since Enron, where they were playing mark-to-market, and we found out that the so-called independent accounting firms were actually hand-in-glove with all the fraud. And we're seeing all these news articles about, you know, this is a great improvement, and the Federal Reserve is safe from default and safe from losses and negativity. And what they're not telling you is that this little accounting change is that all of the toxic assets, all of these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities that the banks are having to buy, and then they transfer them to the Federal Reserve, and now because of this new accounting trick, the Federal Reserve will simply put them on the balance sheet for the United States Treasury. In other words, all of the losses from the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities are being put onto the American people. The Treasury is technically borrowing even more money from the Federal Reserve to then turn around and buy from the Federal Reserve these fraudulent, toxic assets to put on the Treasury's balance sheet, which means sooner or later, you get taxed to pay it all back. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I get on to more of the economic news, I want to give you a little metaphor to think about. We have been talking for many months now that the root of all the evil we're going through is money addiction. I mean, we all understand that if you have a big chunk of money in your hands that isn't going for the necessities of life, you get just this adrenaline thrill of being able to go out and, you know, spend it and have a wild weekend in Las Vegas or buy a newer and better camera and just plunk the cash down and say, give me what I want and bling me up and all the rest of that. And it's a little pleasure that we all indulge in, just as every once in a while we'll indulge in a little alcohol and a little pacololo or whatever. But we also understand that these things that give us pleasure can become addictive, and that addiction carried to extremes can be very destructive of the society as a whole. And it is very strange because in our society, we understand that alcohol addiction is very destructive. We understand that drug addiction, cocaine addiction, heroin addiction, crack, crystal, whatever addiction is very destructive of society as a whole. And yet, we refuse to look at the damage to our society done by money addiction. And quite the contrary, our media seems to celebrate it and ennoble it. And the money addict lords are treated with the same kind of reverence and deference that we sometimes see the pop culture treat the drug lords, with all the goodies and the bling and the $100,000 wristwatches. And I bring that up again because I want to mention the mechanism for an overdose. When a drug user has an overdose, it is simply because they need that little bit bigger thrill, that they want that bigger rush. And there's part of their brain that probably understands what I'm doing is very dangerous and very reckless, and I could harm myself. But that addiction says, no, no, go for it, man. Hit that plunger. You know, get a bigger straw. You know, rub that stuff into your belly button, whatever it is that you get your rush from. And I think what we're looking at with this mortgage-backed security fraud, this was the overdose. This was the overdose. This was the biggest financial scam, the biggest rush of all, the biggest lump of money addiction in our country's history. And I think it has ultimately killed our economy, because we're seeing the toxins, the lethality of this massive overdose of fraud and money addiction percolating through our society and just bringing it all crashing down. I still think in the long run, future history is going to look back at the mortgage-backed security fraud, the biggest fraud since the South Seas bubble of, what was it, 1720, I think. And they'll see that as a key in bringing down the United States government. But they're still trying to drop it all over the American people, and we're starting to see some, literally, a war between those who understand that money addiction is the problem and that you cannot make Wall Street's problem is the American people's problem. And, of course, Wall Street itself, that wants to dump all the losses on the people in true fascist style and then celebrate their success and cleverness with $150 hamburgers. Now, over in Utah, a guy by the name of Keene has filed and won lawsuits that resulted in the courts giving the title of home properties to their owners and just completely wiping out the mortgage entirely, because of all the chaos introduced into this system by the mortgage electronic registration system. I think this is why MERS CEO just quit. The Utah court said, if we cannot determine who actually has the title to the property by default, it's going to go to the homeowners living in the residence. Doesn't matter how much money the bank says they owe or foreclose or whatever. Boom. End of story. They're getting their home back for free. Another attorney for a case up in Draper, Utah, said he's won several cases that way. And the judges, by default, in Utah are saying, if you can't prove who's got the title, if you can't prove that you as a bank or a mortgage company have that title, I'm going to give it to the homeowner, period, end of discussion. Now, this is the biggest single court precedent since the Ibanez case up in Massachusetts. And by the way, we're going to have Tracy Long back on the show Wednesday to discuss these latest developments. Meanwhile, apparently some of these mortgage lenders who've been engaging in fraud closures are trying to destroy the evidence. There's a U.S. bankruptcy judge had to order Mortgage Lenders Network USA from shredding 18,000 boxes of original loan files, because the federal prosecutor said, wait a minute, this is evidence in 50 criminal investigations, and Mortgage Lenders Network USA was trying to destroy it all. Remember when Enron started coming apart? And they were saying, we will cooperate fully with investigators, and the shredders were already at work, both at Enron and at their accounting firm. Arthur Anderson, they're shredding tons and tons of documents. And now the judges are having to step in and tell the mortgage lenders, you can't do that. Which means there's a lot of it going on that people don't know about. They're trying to destroy the evidence already. They know they committed a crime against the people of the United States of America. They're trying to destroy the evidence. I think the Utah case is going to set a precedent for the other 49 states. If the mortgage lenders and the bankers cannot prove they legally own the title to the house, it should by default go back to the homeowner. That will put an end to this fraudulent foreclosure nonsense. It disincentivizes the shortcutting of the process by the banks and mortgage companies. It's going to come down to, literally, a war between the people and the bankers. And we know some of the judges will side with the people, as they are in Utah. Some of the judges will side with the bankers. We've already seen that in several places already. It's literally going to come down to a war between the bankers and the rest of the American people. Sadly, the federal government seems to be on the side of the bankers. Now, J.P. Morgan has been sued in a hedge fund Ponzi scheme. They're now getting busted. $300 million. Basically, they took the money, and the plaintiffs are saying that J.P. Morgan Chase should have known that the money was the result of a fraud. Probably if J.P. Morgan had known, they wouldn't have cared one way or the other anyway. But apparently, they're caught in a Ponzi scheme. Now, the most alarming news that we got toward the end of last week, and this just kind of slipped by under the radar, didn't get a lot of coverage whatsoever. This was reported in the New York Times that China is actually buying less U.S. debt. They're starting to back down. They're pulling away. Basically, the Treasury Department estimated that China reduced its holding of treasuries by $11 billion in November alone. Over last year, pulled back by about $36 billion, which means it's accelerating. They did a little bit in January, a little bit in February, and then toward the end of the year, they started ramping up. They're getting out of the debt position. So that creaking sound you're hearing is the floor over at the U.S. Treasury Department. It's about to fall out from under them. Now, I have absolutely no doubt that the U.S. government and the media will try and portray this action by China as a hostile act. They may call it an economic war that justifies real military war so that the U.S. government can erase its debts with the blood of your children. And there's also a counter-propaganda where they're saying, oh, don't worry, China's still buying U.S. treasuries, but they're buying through intermediaries now, so not to worry. But look at this from China's point of view. The U.S. government has been behaving like one of those too-big-to-fail Wall Street firms. No matter what happens, the American people are made to pay for all the losses. But China understands something that Wall Street and the U.S. government do not understand at all. The American people have run out of money. The Federal Reserve System, the private bank that was designed to transfer all the wealth from the American people to the private bankers, has succeeded. And nobody in government or Wall Street or even the Federal Reserve had a plan for what to do should that happen. And they don't know what to do. They're still going on like, whatever happens, we'll just dump the losses on the American people. The American people have run out of money. China understands this. I think the rest of the world understands this. We've lost most of our manufacturing. Only 47% of working-age Americans actually have a full-time job right now. There's no new money coming into the system. And at some point, all the fancy accounting tricks simply cannot cover up for the fact that the nation has run out of money. We have been looted. We've been strip-mined. China understands that no matter how hard the government overseers whip us poor serfs, there is no more money to pay the bills. The people have been robbed blind, and the Wall Street robber barons who did it will not surrender a single penny. So China, from China's point of view, is doing the smart thing. And remember, China has no obligations to do anything to aid the U.S. government or the American people. China understands that they should not impoverish the Chinese people to pay for Wall Street's greed and arrogance and U.S. government complicity. And China is quietly trying to reduce their exposure to U.S. debt because they understand we're at the brink of the abyss. And we're going to plunge over and into it because the U.S. government will not do any of the things that would actually turn this economy around. So China is being smart. And as a result, we're seeing the China bashing ramp up in the American media. I had to actually pull a post off of my website earlier today where they said, well, of course, China's got a wonderful manufacturing. They keep their workers in chicken coops at night and beat them and just treat them horribly and blah, 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 blah. Okay. And before we start making, accusations about working conditions in other countries, let us take a look at Appalachia here in the United States of America. Let's look at the conditions that led to Matawan. Let's look at the 1930s company towns here in the United States of America. We do not have the best record of treating our workers. from the end of World War II, when there was a possibility of a socialist revolution in this country, and American business decided they were going to share the wealth with the American workers, we had a golden time right up to the 1970s. And then once the USSR collapsed and the possibility of a socialist revolt in the United States went away, American corporate robber baron behavior resurfaced, which is why we're here where we are today. Now, I live here in Hawaii, very lucky to do so. And I have a lot of friends here in Hawaii who are Chinese, who have family in China, who travel back and forth to China on a regular basis. And much of what the media is trying to sell you about how terrible life is in China is pure hogwash. It's an attempt to demonize China so that the American people don't understand the reason the American economy is in the Al-Qaeda is because of Wall Street and the U.S. government. They're desperate for a scapegoat to blame. Al-Qaeda is wearing thin. People don't believe that one anymore. All right, we can't blame the economy and Al-Qaeda. Let's blame China. And if China doesn't work, we'll blame Russia. And if Russia doesn't work, we'll blame Mexico. And if Mexico doesn't work, we'll blame whatever. It's just this constant attempt to find somebody to put the blame on. And the blame is in Wall Street, and the blame is in Washington, D.C., and you don't need to lead any further than that. I have no doubt when they realize they can't blame China for the economic downfall, they'll blame the Illuminati, or the Masons will get bashed again on whatever. It's just this constant effort to find a scapegoat mechanism. Oh, it's the Muslims. No, it's not the Muslims. And it's not the Masons, and it's not the Illuminati. It's Wall Street greed and money addiction, and Washington, D.C.'s complicity and refusal to stand up and support the Constitution against the corporate financial interests. So the bashing is ramping up, and of course, over in China, and I get this from my friends in the area, they think it's the funniest thing in the world that the United States government, which has been torturing innocent civilians to extract phony confessions in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, is out there saying, oh, we're worried about China's human rights records. And they view it as the height of hypocrisy. And it is. It absolutely is. But it's just another way for the U.S. to try and bash China rather than deal with the reality that China is the emerging world economic superpower. And they stole it away from the United States of America because our government business leaders let them do it. Hey, we can make more money now by letting China do our manufacturing for us. And now all of our factories sit empty and corroded and rusted. And we had that hedge fund manager who called into the show last week, and he's absolutely correct. We cannot just flip a switch and put everybody back to work. It has been 30 years letting our manufacturing corrode away. It's going to be 10 to 15 years of sincere effort to get it back up and running, and we're still going to be playing catch-up with China and Russia unless we have a national commitment to future technologies, which is why the most unforgivable thing that Obama has done to trim the budgets is to cut money for genuine, pure scientific research. A lot of money for global warming research, $4 billion this year, because that supports the agenda of hitting you with a carbon tax. But the follow-on shuttle has been canceled. The return to the moon has been canceled. There is hardly anybody in the United States of America that has significant funding to develop the technologies that could create whole new products and whole new industries. Whether it's variations on cold fusion or photonics or new material science or whatever, we have been left in the dust by the rest of the world because we beat everybody to the moon and then our government said, well, that's it. Our technological supremacy is assured. And then they promptly sat down. And the turtle overtake them and has beaten them to the finish line. So. All righty, let's see. We're coming to the end of this segment. Odd that we don't have any phone callers today. I know a lot of people are listening. I can see it on the little dials here. We already talked about Spain is getting ready to bail out their banks. Over in Ireland, the PM has had to quit despite winning a confidence vote only a few weeks ago. We're seeing a lot of coalition governments beginning to splinter up all across Europe, and apparently there's a little bit of a scandal. As you know, Tunisia caught a lot of African nations off guard, and apparently over the weekend, somebody caught a massive covert gold shipment being sent from Egypt to the Netherlands, which is always a warning sign when somebody in the government is getting ready to bug out, is they get the gold out of there. So we may be seeing Tunisia type downfall in Egypt. And we may be looking at the beginnings of a global revolution. Personally, I think we're overdue. I think it's time that we understand, as a civilization, as a species, that allowing money addicts to rule our lives is not a good pattern for the future here. Alrighty, let's see. Unofficial bank problem list increases to 937 institutions. There is no turnaround. Housing is showing that there is no recovery. The bank problem list is showing there's no recovery. And when the U.S. government and Wall Street realizes they cannot loot any more money from the American people, it's all going to start coming apart here. Quick little story before we go to the commercial break here. Over in Camden, New Jersey, because of budget cuts, they had to cut the police force in half. Big surprise, crime plunged. Turns out the cops were causing most of the crime in Camden, New Jersey. So communities across America, might be time to start trimming back those police forces. They may be the problem. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. And apparently the story from the Russian airport is beginning to change, and they're now saying there is no actual confirmation that it was a suicide bomb, that more than likely it was a bomb inside a package, inside a suitcase, that had either was walked in from outside and left to blow up. But this idea that it was a suicide bomb, there's absolutely no confirmation. It's just the media wanting to say, ooh, suicide bomb, must be a Muslim. All righty. Now, I know we got callers on the line. I'm going to get to you real quick. But I want to finish up on this thing about how Camden, New Jersey cut its police force in half and saw crime go down. And I got a lot of emails when I posted this at whatreallyhappened.com and say, you can't say that. The police are loyal, serving members of the community. No, they're not. I mean, first of all, think about the kind of person that seeks work as a police officer. Ooh, I want a uniform. I want a badge. I want to push people around. If you're not cop, you're little people. And my half-brother was used to be an L.A. County sheriff, and he was actually in the visitation room when O.J. Simpson told Rosie Grier that, yes, he'd actually done it. That was the admission that the judge refused to allow the jury to hear about, because it might have prejudiced the jury. Yeah, when the guy says he actually did kill his wife, that the jury might misunderstand that statement. So, when I lived in Los Angeles, I was there when the entire Hollywood division of the LAPD was busted for running a burglary ring. To order, you know, I need a new TV. Well, call the Hollywood division. They'll get one for you at a really good price. And there was the whole Ramparts division scandal. We all remember Rodney King. And so apparently this may be a trend, you know. Fire half the police department, see if crime goes down. Apparently that's what happened in Camden, New Jersey. All righty, we're almost to the top of the hour, and we're going to lose our WWCR audience, although, of course, you can always hear hour number two by logging into republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to go to the phones. Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Listen, I just, when you were talking about the economy earlier and money addiction and so on, I just want to make the point that every so much of what improvement that they point to, it's not, you know, not really even improvement, it's smoke and mirrors where they've changed the accounting rules, like mark to market, like the thing that went on just with the other day when they discovered that the Federal Reserve changed accounting rules to hide billions of dollars in losses to what, Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan or somebody.
Yeah, it's all shady bookkeeping now, and that's the only thing keeping the system going, because there's no new money coming in. And if you ever study the history of any corporation that has gone out of business, there's always that inevitable part toward the end. And, you know, and I've been in companies that went out of business. I've watched this happening up close. I was with a group called the Ohana Learning Foundation here in Honolulu, and it caved shortly after 9/11, and I was mid-level management, so I got to see a lot of this stuff going on. Where, you know, they're always hoping for a miracle to turn things around, and they start playing games with the bookkeeping to try and hide what's going on. And our entire government and Wall Street seems to be at that phase right now. The shady bookkeeping is the only thing preserving the appearance of solvency and continuity, and that cannot last forever. Years ago, when I was in Hollywood, I worked for this wonderful company called Robert Abel & Associates, and I was there for a lot of years. And our crosstown competition was Digital Productions, and they had a Cray, which was not the best choice for that kind of work, but that was a big selling point for them. And a company came down out of Canada called Omnibus, which had been doing some wonderful work up there. Oop, I got to take a station break. Hang on. I'll finish the story after the top of the hour. Sorry, shortwave listeners. You don't get the punchline. We'll be right back.